Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom. Yay! Welcome to our official suicide prevention in honor of Scott Stapp thing. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Okay, so the guy from Creed is important for many reasons. The obvious are the big number one records, cool poses, it's tight bods, sweet locks. Just everything about that guy is cool. He's gone through some dark times, everybody. I don't know if you guys know this, but Scott tried to commit suicide in a Florida hotel room not too long ago. He was laying on the balcony, literally with his arms wide open, but not full of heroin because he's not a real rock star. He's just down on the ground drunk or hungover or something. We've all been there. I mean, you're at the Wonderland Ballroom. We've all been there. And that's not a bad thing. I'm going to be there later tonight. It's going to be a fun trip. But some blood from his face dripped down from the balcony where he was into the pool area. And that blood fell onto a white T-shirt of a man. And that man looked up, and he looked at Scott, and he said, "Hey, don't do it!" And he didn't kill himself. This is true. That man's name is T.I. T.I. prevented Scott, the guy from Creed, from killing himself. I think that's a good lesson for all of us. We're going to have a fantastic time, no matter how many times we try to kill ourselves. T.I. is going to show up and go, "Hey, don't do that." And we won't do that. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about was the reason I might be lying on a balcony trying to kill myself. And that is probably my last favorite wrestler from the 80s is no longer my favorite wrestler from the 80s. I grew up a big Ultimate Warrior fan. That's right. Ultimate Warrior. Warrior legally changed his name to Warrior, this is a true fact, because he wanted to get out of the WWF, continue wrestling, and make money on his image. So he went from the Ultimate Warrior to Warrior. It's his legal name. About 10 years ago, he decided that he was a crazy conservative and went on a college tour speaking about the ills of homosexuality and continuing to sell T-shirts. And that's pretty cool. I think that's a cool role model for me to have. So I obviously gave up the Ultimate Warrior, and I went to his arch nemesis, Hulk Hogan. Now, Hulk Hogan and the Warrior had a great feud, and if you guys are a fan of WrestleMania, go on the YouTubes and watch the 1991 pre-show clip, because, you know, wrestlers like to warm up and psych each other out. And that one predicted 9/11. I'm not joking. Watch that. He tells Hulk Hogan to fly the planes into the towers before their fight at Madison Square Garden. It's fucking awesome. Look that up. Anyways, that's not what I want to talk about. What I wanted to talk about was T.I. and Hulk. No, what I wanted to talk about was Hulk Hogan's recent film. Hulkamania ran wild in this country for nearly 30 years. In addition to being a superb wrestler, he had some sweet hair. He made George Costanza look very cool for like 8 years on that show. He told us to never buy anything. Just go to Rent-A-Center and rent it with Troy Aikman. That lamp you could have bought for $80? It's worth $800, so you should really pay that much. He taught us to be a suburban commando, which is an important lesson. He told us that you don't need to have any sort of musical skill at all to have number one hit singles. You could play sweet solos in all of your videos about how America rules while doing this. That's not a thing. That's not possible. That's not how guitars work, but for Hulkamania, that's how it works. He was a cool dude. He had a daughter. He had a cool daughter who was a cool pop star. You know, that's cool. He had a 19-year-old kid that killed some other 19-year-old kid because he had a fast car. That's cool. I'm on board, Hulk, so far. 20 for 20. Perfect. Then he got a little oranger, and he got that divorce. And then he had that weird sex tape that came out 2 days ago. And if you haven't seen that weird sex tape from 2 days ago, don't watch that sex tape from 2 days ago. You're not gonna. It's gonna change everything about your life. I really like the 80s are over. We can't like an orange man that's having sex with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife. This is true. This is the world we live in. Look this shit up. I know I sound insane, but it's like half and half. I've been thinking about Hulk Hogan having sex all day, and I don't think I've been this sad before a show we've ever had. And I completely blame my co-host. She sent this to me around 2 p.m. today. She's like, "Did you see this?" I go, "No." Whoa. So really, this whole monologue is one thing. If any of you guys know T.I.'s number, fucking call him. We're all going to need T.I. later to go, hey, don't do it. But in the meantime, we're going to have a fantastic show. That monologue made no fucking sense. I loved every minute of it. I'm enjoying it. Thank you guys so much for coming. We have a fantastic show. We have four guests. We usually have three, so fuck the house band. They're gone tonight. Oh, my God. Listen. We have Will Hessler, M. Elliott Payne, Ryan Shutt, Joey Harrison, and an appearance from Evander the Real Deal Holyfield. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny co-host, Miss Jen Tisdale. Jen, take the microphone.
Okay. This is taped.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Why?
I was trying to push it down because I'm so lazy. I wanted to be able to hold my beer.
Oh, okay. Jen, how are you?
Brandon, I'm doing okay.
We haven't done a talk show in a month.
No, even though I talk to you on GChat every day, it consists mostly of I'm writing something, which I write about, and me just throwing out ideas that you hate.
You're funny.
Except for the Hulk idea, which I knew was going to be a winner.
I don't think this crowd thinks that idea was a winner.
You guys are silly. Just watch the tape, because what happens is his ass is so white.
She's not lying. It's shot in black and white.
And somebody did subtitles, because you want to know what Hulk is saying during sex.
Yeah.
You want to know that. It's not just, yeah. It's mostly, and then some girl's like, your dick feels so good in my pussy. I'm like,
No. She get the line right. Your big dick.
Your big dick.
Your big dick.
Your big
dick. So it's cool that he's got a big dick.
And now you guys are like, no, I should do steroids. That was a lie.
But here's the thing. They have to stop having sex at one point.
No, because his son calls.
And what's the ringtone?
His daughter's song.
There you go.
What? How do you have an erect penis after that? That seems impossible.
Oh, he finished. The Hulkster ran wild all over that. That's
He's
not the
like,
point.
Hold on. It might be Nick, which is his son. And then it's his Brooke Hogan's like, na 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 na, dick still hard. And I'm like, those are your kids.
Yeah. He's trying to make more. So that's the theme of the show tonight.
Yay.
Hulkster running wild.
Yeah, Hulkamania.
I'm serious. Like, that tape literally, I'm so bummed out.
Yeah,
I've never
you're
been
welcome.
That
you're
bummed
welcome.
Out while watching the Hulk have sex.
You're welcome for me having zero to do at my job all day.
Oh, God. Well, let's continue the show. We have a fantastic show. We have a packed show tonight. Will, you ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right. He's been on the show before as a comedian. This time he's on the show as a guest because he's got a cool project coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Will Hulkamania Hessler. Will, come up here. There you go. Don't let the... Hurry up. There we go. Fantastic.
Thank you. All right. Sweet.
Will, you dressed appropriately. Thank you so much
As
for coming
always.
To the show. Okay, so the reason you're on this show is a cool reason.
It's a great reason. Can I leave this there?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Wait, really quick. Are you going to have your gum?
I'm going to eat the gum later. Yeah, I quit smoking 15 days ago. Hey, Jen, how are you?
Hey, Will.
I quit smoking 15 days ago, and I've been chewing gum like
He's been chewing penises
okay.
ever since.
Wait. But you... You're currently drinking an 8-ounce solo.
Yeah, because
cup
I
water.
Also don't drink, so I quit
I know,
having
but that's
fun.
The smallest cup. You're like, I just really want to refill this cup 10 times an hour.
You stuck your gum on the cup.
I know.
And then put it a foot from my face.
I did. I could kiss you right now, too.
You don't have to. Just put his gum in your mouth.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can't afford more gum?
No, I got a lot of gum. I literally just put that in my mouth.
Is that Nicorette?
No,
oh,
I wish.
So it's like a 10-cent piece of gum.
Yes. Here, let's throw it away.
Did we
let's
come
just,
here?
No, now it's too late.
No, let's
now,
just throw it away. All
did
right.
we come here to plug gum tonight?
No, we did
yes,
not.
Yes, you have a fantastic project.
I do. I
what
do
is
have,
that project,
It's
Will?
Called AstroCons. It's an animated web series, and it is debuting next Wednesday.
Okay.
Next Wednesday morning. I sent you a clip. Can
you
we
did.
Play the clip? Or
no, we can't.
Can we pretend
you sent
like
it
we...
way too late. You
I
sent
know,
it like 20 minutes before the
how
show.
About, I know.
Yeah, how about you just act it out because you did
We'll play the clip in the podcast version.
Yeah, that's okay. That's
absolutely.
What I was hoping for. So everybody could just clap and like applaud like, wow,
yay!
That was the greatest thing ever. We can edit it in. Yeah. Like they do on Leno. I don't know.
Yeah, this is
I'm
like
so
Leno.
I'm begging for this. Yeah, so... But I think everybody should watch it, especially anyone like in DC comedy that really hates me. Because like, if this goes like viral and makes it big, I'll be out of here. I'll be out of your hair collectively. So
do you, I don't know why you keep looking at me.
Like
I don't
me,
hate you.
People that like me should watch it. People that hate me should love it.
So that's
and
everybody.
Really promote the shit out of it. Yes.
So
yes.
Everyone who feels ambivalent, meh.
Right.
Just
right.
keep
just
updating
kind of like
your
it. Facebooks
and addresses.
What is AstroCons?
Okay, AstroCons, it's about a fake government agency called the Department of Space.
Okay.
Sort of like NASA, but like better.
Better NASA.
So it's everything Richard Branson has ever done.
Right.
He's
right.
the best, you guys. Talk
right.
about a penis I'd like inside of me. No? All right. Well,
okay.
well I mean, no. we could talk about
That's
it.
That's weird and sad. Okay.
No, it's not.
So AstroCons is like NASA, but better.
Right.
What's your role on AstroCons?
I play Brian, who is the lead engineer, and Brian is very sarcastic.
Okay.
So I definitely
It's you.
I'm
you
playing
play
myself.
Yourself. Playing
yes.
yourself yep. will be yourself.
Yep. Yep.
Are you just voice talent, or are you also a
I'm
writer?
I'm also writing, too.
Okay,
yeah.
So who's attached to this? Like, how'd you get involved?
Okay, Leon Dole is the guy who created the show and is also the executive producer. Ben Friedberg, he is also the executive producer. Got a great cast of mostly New York voice actors and then me. And basically my younger brother and Leon worked together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I guess Leon was talking to my brother about how he was having trouble casting Brian and showed him a tape. Of my stand-up. Not an actual tape. Like, actually...
It was a VHS cassette.
It was a Betamax tape of my stand-up.
Thank you very much.
And he liked it and had me read. And from there, just... It's kind of literally taken off like a rocket.
Hey, puns!
Don't use that pun again.
We're going to edit that for pun content.
Yeah,
okay, so how long have you been working on AstroCons?
Started back in April and finished up season one. The end of August, I believe.
How long is the season?
There are 13 episodes.
How long are the episodes?
Anywhere between, like, I think, like, 3 and 7 minutes, depending.
Okay, so,
that's cute.
Yeah.
Not condescending. No.
What's the goal of your
adorable.
Cute, non-condescending series?
Of our little cartoon.
Your little cute cartoon.
Our little internet cartoon that can.
When you spell little, is it L-I-L?
L-I-L apostrophe, okay. Of course. Okay. Yeah, I'm old school like that. Yeah, traditional, orthodox.
The regular kind.
Yeah, the goal is basically to get it on a network somewhere.
That's fair.
Yeah.
How's the stand-up going?
It's going well.
Yeah. Good.
I mean, I'm really excited to be working on something besides dick jokes, but, you know.
Are there any dick jokes in this series?
Of course there are. Okay. I'm writing for it. So,
okay, fair enough. Where did you guys record this thing?
In New York, actually.
Ooh, so you're, like, traveling to put
so
it was actually
kind of
fun.
Man.
It was kind of fun, yeah. It was actually
a scale of 1 to 10, how fancy are you?
Define fancy. Like monocle and walking cane?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I'm like a 2.
Just better, that's right. Better than everyone else. So, like, 10 is
kind
me.
Of.
10 is me. 1 is Brandon, I think.
I would say I'm a 5.
You guys can agree.
I'm in the middle. I'm in between
that's
the
fair,
two
that's
of
fair.
You.
Yeah. Are you going to keep doing stand-up?
Oh, yeah.
What's the goal for stand-up?
Just to get booked as many places as I possibly can and not be in D.C.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, why don't you just move then?
Because I need money for that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right,
you kind of do. I mean, I would like live it hobo style, like with a handkerchief and a stick, but they frown
that's a throwback
that.
Hobo style. That's like cute.
Well, yeah.
Like your
I said,
web series.
Like I said, I'm orthodox, you know? So, right. Yeah.
So the web series, like who would like this series? Who are you targeting?
Everybody.
That's not possible.
Okay.
Who are you targeting?
Mostly adults, you know. I'm gonna say like keep
is it
your
like,
7-year-old
are we
away
like adult,
from it.
Adult Swim style.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes,
adult Swim.
Yes, thank you. Yes,
you said adult,
swim
adult and I'm
adults,
good.
Yes.
I'm good at drawing a conclusion.
Adult Swim, like that. Yes, that demographic.
I got there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for taking us there.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I took us there on a rocket. Yeah.
Like the show. So
yes.
You should get in.
Yes.
Will, you've been asking to come on the show for a while about this series.
I have. I've been begging and pleading.
And you've never offered Jen or I any part of your show.
Well, actually,
yeah, that's weird.
If it was mine.
Are you listening to my voice right now?
Yeah,
can
I
tell you guys something? I've been told my voice sounds like sexual caramel.
No, like, we're actually
sexual
trying to work
caramel.
a tranny into
not
season
chocolate.
2. So, like, you would be perfect for, like,
Hey, why can't I play a tranny?
No.
I was thinking, like, you would probably be a natural fit for because any reporter.
Tranny.
No, not for a tranny. Okay, if you want to do tranny,
I want to be a tranny.
Are you bringing Drag Race into this again?
Yeah.
You fucking weirdo.
Do you watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
It's my favorite show of all
there
time.
We go.
All
right.
That's not funny.
Dude, we need to hang out more often.
That's just a good show.
I'm a big fan of that show, too.
Who is your favorite?
RuPaul.
No.
Oh, you don't know anybody's name.
No, I do. I've watched the show before.
Sharon Needles is my favorite. Yeah.
Is that last season?
It's for people who like drag queens and heroin and diabetes and insulin. Boom.
No, Sharon's thin.
Yeah, okay.
Because of the diabetes?
No,
because
of the heroin.
Yeah. Yeah, the heroin.
Heroin addicts don't have diabetes. That's a good way to hear, kids at home.
Yeah.
If you're overweight and you have diabetes, heroin.
Yeah.
That will solve that
type
problem.
2
yeah,
diabetes.
It's not just a clever name because you're also a heroine
when
you do it.
Could I play a heroin addicted drag queen on AstroCons?
I will write
you're
that in for season 2. Yeah. Or a reporter, I was going to say, because that would be like a natural kind of fit.
I'd rather play a drag queen than
Jen
a reporter.
So Jen can be the tranny reporter, and you could be the non-diabetic heroin drag queen.
Wait, what if you make me diabetic and then I get on heroin and I lose a bunch of weight? but it's the same voice, obviously. I just don't sound like Biggie
and
Smalls.
And then you reverse
I'm taking
your
notes.
Diabetes.
I'm taking notes right now in my head, and I'm coming
well,
up with a whole
recorded.
Story arc.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could just listen to it also.
So at first I go, rrr, 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 and then I'm like, not Biggie Smalls, and I just sound like
you
this.
Sound like you have jowls. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would, because I would get into character
right.
and play an overweight drag queen, and now I'm a thin, svelte, heroin-addicted drag
method
queen.
Method acting voiceover
Yeah,
artist.
Method acting.
Yeah, it's get, puts on 70 pounds. Yeah.
And my name, what would my name be?
Well, now you're really putting me on the spot here.
You're a bad writer, Will Hessler.
I'm a bad ad libber right now.
Your name's going to be Miscarriage.
Oh,
I like that one. That's actually good.
That is really good, actually. Yeah.
Okay, time for plugs. AstroCon premieres on...
this Wednesday, which would be October the 10th, I believe.
And where can people find it?
AstroCons.com. Or you can like us on Facebook. And also on Twitter, @ AstroCons, all one word.
And obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, it's in the description there. So thank you so much.
Thank
Will.
You Let's, very much. I
really
appreciate
quick.
It.
We're not done. We're almost done. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
We are very nearly done.
Listen, I got into my Miscarriage character.
I
got all excited.
I know.
You know, Miscarriage don't take shit. I'll take heroin.
She does talk in a third
at
person.
At first, she's like, I love junk food. Yeah. / he, because gender roles or whatever. Okay. So I need you to pick a number between 5.
Okay.
And 243.
Let's go with 201.
201. All right. All right. This is from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD, a truly awful book.
Mm-hmm.
Will.
Yes.
If you could resculpt any part of your body with free, safe cosmetic surgery, would you? How do you think doing so would change your life?
I would probably have to be my chin, my weak like jawline right on my right side. It looks like it just kind of goes right into my chest.
How do you think it would change your life?
I think I would actually probably get a non-animated acting role.
Oh, yeah. I'd get really sad at the end.
I would.
Yeah, you'd have a profile. Yeah. I get it. Like the Harlan Williams.
I would look good like with a... Yes,
he's
exactly.
got the worst, though. Honestly.
Yeah, they can never make Harlan a bust Williams. Of him, ever. It would just be like...
No.
Way too insider. Okay, yes. Will, thank you so much
thank
for
you
coming.
So much.
Astro-Cons or AstroCons?
AstroCons, all one word.
Fantastic. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Will Hessler.
Thank you very much.
There you go, Will.
Have a beer.
And, oh, hey, here we are. Engineering. This is where they engineer the engineers. Engineer them. All engineered up.
Because it's basic evolution, Jess.
Are you kidding me, Brian? When did you become Charles Darwin?
There's no way that the gorillas could overthrow humanity, no matter how intelligent they got.
It wasn't just the gorillas, it was all primates.
A dream team of primates.
Yeah, but they are super intelligent.
Guys.
I don't care if these gorillas and chimpanzees and lemurs and they all formed a little alliance with the honey badgers, okay? They're fucking animals.
Listen, lemurs are really smart. I watched Madagascar.
It doesn't matter. They would still get AIDS.
Guys!
They don't have condoms.
Oh, hey, Jake.
What's up there, Jake? How long have you been standing there for?
A while.
And so how much of that did you overhear?
Going backwards. AIDS, honey badgers, Darwin, you both are nerds.
Okay. Well, then can you weigh in on it? Planet of the Apes?
Ah, no! Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
It is the same thing. It doesn't matter. Am I right, Jake? Am I right?
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Way to bring it. Way to really bring it to the conversation, Jake. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coming to the stage is someone I met on Monday evening. Monday evening we had this great show called 8x8 at the Looking Glass Lounge.
Woo!
We have it. Thank you, everybody.
Hilarious.
It's the first and third Monday of the month at the Looking Glass, and we meet some of the coolest people in the city there. And I met this man, and I invited this man onto the show because he does something that I can't fathom doing. We're going to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for M. Elliot Payne. Come up here, Elliot! Is it M or Elliot? How should I refer to you?
Elliot is great.
Elliot, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Elliot.
M stands for Mark. That's my first
name. Oh, that's actually too biblical. We don't want any
right,
of that
no,
shit
it's, here. It's also my father's name.
Oh, your dad.
Yeah. So.
What's a dad again?
I have one of those.
Oh, rub it in my face.
Sorry.
Maybe.
Don't follow up with that. Don't say anything. Okay. Elliot.
Yes.
You had a pin on Monday night, and I didn't know what the pin stood for. And I saw about 5 other people with that pin. and I found out what that pin stood for, and I find it very fascinating. Elliot, what did the pin stand for?
Accoutre. So,
I love that word. Accoutrement. Go
accoutrement.
Ahead.
Yeah, so it's a shortened version of accoutrement. It's because I make bow ties.
You make bow ties?
Yes.
He makes bow ties, and some of you are like, Botox?
You
no!
You make bow ties.
Yes.
Yeah, shut up, yes. You guys. This is interesting.
No, that's a fair response, a woo to a bow tie. Here's my issue.
Thank you.
Elliot, you have great hair.
That is true.
You have great hair. You have really cool facial hair.
Beard.
Yeah, beard.
That's also...
You were dressed in a pink cardigan that night.
That's correct.
You have good shoes. You're sensible. You're a well-dressed man. Nothing about you screams, I'm an asshole. Yet. Bow ties.
Yeah.
What am I missing out on? Because here's the thing. You're probably the first person I've met in my life that, like, seems cool and reasonable and fun that wears bow ties, let alone sells bow ties.
Because I wasn't wearing a bow tie that night, correct?
Right? You were not wearing a bow tie.
No.
Okay.
No.
No, because I agree with you. I am not an asshole.
Hooray. That's a good start.
And here's the thing is that, so the bow ties that I make are very non-traditional and...
Non-asshole bow ties.
Non-asshole bow ties.
So if you guys are looking for asshole bow ties, not here.
Okay. But what makes a bow tie, what makes an inanimate object an asshole object or not an asshole object?
I think it's partly the way you wear it.
I think that Tucker Carlson made it
an
asshole.
Wait a second. Whoa. We're missing... Elliot. How... It's a bow tie. Isn't there, like, one way to wear a bow tie?
Orville Redenbacher.
No. I mean, what you wear it with.
This. I'm wearing a car... I look like if Puff Daddy's intern got fired. That's what I look like right now.
If you were wearing just, like, some traditional bow tie, you'd probably look like an asshole.
Okay. Thank you.
Correct.
Agreed. I'm an asshole.
Yes.
Now, how could I wear a bow tie and not be an asshole?
All right, so some of mine are, like, so I have two in my pocket.
Oh, you have two bow ties? Do you always carry bow ties around in your pocket? Yes. Prop comic, Elliot.
I do almost carry bow ties with me all the time because...
Do you see what I'm doing right now? I'm sitting forward.
You're so excited.
I'm like, he's going to put a fucking bow tie on me. That's what's happening. And for me, we're getting married right now. Whatever. Yeah, it's going to be weird. It's going to be fucking weird. I hate kids. Let's do it.
It's fine with me.
Yeah, that's great. Bow tie.
So, no, I carry them with me.
Bow tie the knot.
A lot of people will sit there and go, hey, I don't know how to tie a bow tie.
I do not know how to tie a bow tie.
A lot of people don't know how to tie a bow tie. And
yes.
They're like, will you teach me? And this is a really great way to actually, like, introduce people.
Fantastic.
Because I'm like, yes, I will teach you how to tie a bow tie.
This is the best.
I do.
Because what if I'm in a movie and the guy doesn't know how to do the bow tie and he's getting married and he's like, what do we do? And I come forward and I go, I know how to do the bow tie. And that's where we are. Let's do the bow tie.
Correct.
I'm going
to
keep it on all night long.
You
like Lionel fucking Richie. Let's do it.
Do you want me to tie it on you?
Yeah. You know what this is going to be? This is going to be the new Annie Hall. Ladies wearing bow ties and only the cool people get that.
All right, Jen, could you also, Jen, describe what's going on and I'll try to help out here. So there's two different bow ties. There's a turquoise one and a neat pattern one.
Shit.
Seafoam.
I want this one. Sorry. I feel like you would want the fun pattern.
No,
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
Okay, so you're going to...
Are you guys paying attention?
Let him tie the tie on you.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wait, now what are you doing? You've already lost me.
He's loosening.
Yeah, because I have a swan
neck. Jen is a thin lady, and he needs to tighten
the bow tie
up.
Somebody once said I have a swan-like neck. Like a black swan-like neck. Okay. Natalie Portman's dead.
It's roughly halfway down her chest, roughly?
Right.
To my boobs.
One long side,
like a regular tie.
So it's like my boobs.
Okay, that's weird to say
one
that.
One bigger than the
now
other.
Now you're looping it like you're going to tie a shoe, kind
of?
Okay. Okay, so far,
or a
so
noose.
Good.
T.I. Call back.
And then you...
You make your loop.
Here's where it gets crazy. Okay, it's sort of like a shoe, but it's even. It's even...
I can't see anything. I hate my...
You don't need to see anything right now. You're good. There's a lot of witnesses. You're fine.
That makes this a little...
Oh, okay. So now you're making a second loop.
Yes.
You're making a second loop.
We bring this through.
You're threading the other part through. Jen's making a fart noise
I'm
for no apparent reason.
All night long.
And oh, really? That's it. It's that simple.
It is that simple.
Wow. That's cool. Jen, if you were wearing something with a collar, you'd look sensible.
I still look sensible.
No.
That's it. Interesting.
Ta-da. And you guys were like, I'll never be able to do that.
Elliot, thank you so much. Take the mic, sir. That's brilliant.
I thought you were coming here to just have a drink. I just got you a fucking job.
Okay. Now, how often do you wear bow ties?
More often than I would prefer.
I made these. Okay.
So before I started, sorry, I had an itch. Before I started selling them, I was making them just for myself because I originally had bought one when they started kind of coming back a couple years ago.
When did they come? For what?
When they were starting a couple years ago.
Farnsworth.
I'm not a boy. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So, but I bought one.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, like, because I'm a medium-sized guy, and you normally saw them on skinny guys.
You're medium for DC, you're thin in the Midwest.
Oh, true.
You're, so, but in Hollywood.
Oh, in Hollywood, you're fat.
Hollywood,
we're both fat.
You're the worst. I say that with love.
You know, in the city of Coke in Los Angeles, we're fats. Here, mediums. Midwest, svelte. Continue.
So I had bought this because I was like, you know, I don't know if a medium guy can wear a bow tie. You see them on big dudes and skinny dudes, and I just bought one at Eastern Market for like $5. I'm going to wear one.
Oh,
Why not?
Oh, you bought an actual bow tie.
I bought an actual bow tie.
When was this?
In like 2009.
Okay, so that's 3 years ago. How do we get from you buying a tie at Eastern Market to you making and selling
ties?
Because
I couldn't have just one, because then you're that guy that only wears one bow tie. And that's,
why not just buy a second bow tie instead of making them?
I liked some of them that were really expensive, and I am a cheap bastard.
Really quick. You know your dad?
Yes.
You know your mom?
Yes.
Not a bastard.
Okay, that's true.
Still cheap.
I think I was conceived before they were married. I don't know. That's the area, right?
No, you have to be born out of wedlock.
You have to be born out of wedlock?
Were you born out of wedlock?
You have to be born...
We're going way off the bastard tracks. All
we're
right.
Fine.
So you make these cool bow ties now, and how much do they retail for?
About 50 to 60.
So now you're
am
the
I wearing
expensive
$50
guy.
To $60
no,
on
no,
my
that's,
neck?
No, the ones that I really, really, really liked...
You did not bring here tonight.
Are these?
Well, no. I'm saying like when I was initially making them.
Yes.
And the ones that I like was like, oh my god, I really like that. Were some of the little nice boutiques. They were more expensive. They were like $100.
Wow. Hmm. Okay. So these are like the $50-$60 ones.
Right.
Cool.
And so that's actually pretty standard.
I thought I was gonna keep this. Is that not happening?
Oh no.
Oh. Oh, well, you'll have to.
Sad.
We'll have to catch
we'll wrestle.
Me. You'll have to catch me later.
It's getting weird. Okay, where can people find the ties?
Akutra.me is the website.
No one's going to spell that. It will be part of the podcast description. And talk to him after the show if you're in the room. Not
it's,
to buy well, ties
it's,
tonight,
it's,
but to...
It's like accoutrements, but leave off the NT.
Yeah, exactly.
A-C-O-U-T-R-E.
Really?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Akutra, A-C-O-U-T-R.
I'm serious. I would have no idea how
I'm
to
doing
do
it really? For you right now.
That's not
here.
What this is
it's
about.
It's Googleable.
Elliot, what you're doing is awesome, and I think your gifts are great for a few different occasions. Obviously, Father's Day. Obviously, Christmas.
Oh, so then I don't need it. In my face.
Christmas. Anytime you need to buy anniversary gift, these are absolutely great. They're unique. And honestly, if you can't see this, listener at home, they don't look douchey. Like, it's incredible how not douchey these look. So, good kudos, sir. We're going to end this interview with a horrible question from a horrible book. Elliot, I need you to pick a number between 5 and 239.
37.
37. Why 37?
I don't know. It just sprung into my head.
Not Clerks?
That's the best.
You're thinking of Clerks? Yeah, Clerks.
Maybe that's why. Subliminal.
The fact that you don't know that makes me like you even more. Elliot, here we go.
Yes.
When you have sex with someone for the first time... Do you feel you are making an implicit commitment even if nothing is stated? If so, what is that commitment and how does it change if your intimacy continues for a number of weeks or months?
Wait,
once again, really quick, everybody. When you have sex with someone for the first time, do you feel you are making an implicit commitment even... Okay.
All right. Okay.
If so, what is that commitment? No. And how does it change if your intimacy continues for a number of weeks or months?
More bow ties.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I don't think there's any sort of implicit commitment.
Elliot, are you single?
I am not.
How long have you been with your lovely person?
4 years.
Oh, my God.
What do they think of your bow ties?
That is so long.
She likes them.
I think they're pretty great.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, buy his bow ties and please put your hands together for the very talented Elliot Payne,
I'm not
everybody.
Taking this off.
Hey, everybody, it's me. We don't have a house band for this one, so instead of having, like, drums and guitar and you know, music between segments, I'm just going to give plugs out. Plugs, yay, plugs. Let's go in order. This Monday, I'll be at the Looking Glass Lounge hosting 8x8, 8 performers, 8 minutes each. We're there the first and third Monday of every month at the Looking Glass Lounge at 3634 Georgia Avenue in the beautiful, it's a medium-looking neighborhood in Petworth in Washington, D.C. So, first plug of a few, back to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the very funny Ryan Shute, everybody. Ryan!
Thank you. That very kind introduction. You guys look like a pretty smart crowd. Can anybody tell me why food trucks don't deliver? Anybody? They got 100% of the supplies necessary to do that. They just choose not to. You know? I don't get that. Why are you acting all coy, food trucks? And parking and making everybody walk up to you and playing a game of hard to get? You know? What's the matter? Are you insecure? Because it used to be a mail truck and it didn't work out. I don't get it. Like, I just, like, they have all of the supplies necessary. They got food, and they got something that rolls. So why don't you roll the food closer to my mouth, man? Like, look, there's money in that. Some people, like, they come up to me after the show, and they're like, Ryan, that's not a very cost-effective idea. Bullshit, all right? I took a cab to a Popeyes once. Didn't make him drop me off either. I took that dude through the drive-thru, and I made him watch me order a bucket of chicken. Man, I think you're underestimating how little I want to walk. All right? It makes my feet hurt. There's sun. And people might look at me, all right? That's not the recipe for a good time when you're eating bad food, man. I want to say to the food truck, like, look, you've got tacos. They're delicious. I want them. We can make it work. You know? Come deliver food to my house when I'm too high to cook. And I need some additional food to make it through Total Recall. You know what I'm saying, food truck? Come on, man. I'm a millennial. It's a smooth transition there. I'm a millennial. And my generation, we catch a lot of flack from older generations, man. They keep calling us soft. They say that we've been coddled, you know? And I hate that. I absolutely hate it, man. But the thing I hate most about when older generations talk shit about millennials is they say that we don't know failure because we all got participatory trophies growing up. And I'm like, man, you didn't live it, okay? You don't know what it's like. Do you have an idea how sarcastic a 12th place trophy is? Ooh, good job, here you go. It must have been really hard to show up on most Saturdays this spring and dress up in the same colors as a bunch of other kids. Eat orange slices in a field somewhere. Look at that piece of plastic, just send your self-esteem shooting to the stars. You need that confidence later, you're going to inherit the worst economy in almost a century when you're older. It's kind of a bummer. I just, like, the economy, man, like, I can't deal with how sad it is. But the main thing that it's done is it's just destroyed all the credibility of, like, everyone over 35 to me, basically. Because they're the ones that did it, you know? But they're the ones that I go to for advice. I don't know, like, how to filter out, like, the good advice from the bad advice. Because I only hang out with old dirtbags, basically. Just like my uncle and his friends, you know? And I know I've figured out the strategy to know whether or not you're going to get a piece of bad advice. And every piece of bad advice starts with, well, all you got to do is, every single time, all you got to do is just a fundamental misunderstanding of your problem. Just condense it down to one fucking phrase. All you got to do, and just the least educated thing you've ever heard in your life comes out of their mouth. And just to put this in context, my uncle and his friends, all right? One of his friends blew all the hair on his head, his scalp, eyebrows, everything, because he was smoking while building a bomb. Now, let's just unpack that so you really get the full idea of how stupid that is. This guy's got a story about building a bomb. And after hearing it, your first question isn't, why were you building a bomb? And this is the guy that's like, this kid needs my help. Just sitting there on his bar stool with explosion-induced alopecia. Just sitting there between a guy with an eye patch and just a guy they call Meatball. That's his only name. It's like if Madonna drove a cab, just sitting there in a bar somewhere. I feel like the baseline qualification for giving advice to younger people is having eyelashes, and he doesn't meet it. I think the guy that invented bar trivia should get a Nobel Peace Prize. I seriously do. If you think about all the bad intellectual energy that's in a bar, you know, just all the poisonous ideas that come out of this fucking place, you know, that just people go out in the real world and act on. And this guy, this brilliant bartender, was just tired of hearing, like, all the bad shit that's being talked at a bar. And just like, it's like, all right, I got to jingle keys in front of these drunks, basically. Make them answer questions about the Red Sox and stuff. And the thing is, you guys know Nazi Germany started in a bar, right? The beer hall putsch? It was in a bar. Hitler was just sitting there in a bar. He's like, nah, I cannot get into art school. And his friend was sitting there next to him and was like, listen, Hitler. All you got to do is, and this World War II and the Holocaust, just immediately, not even separated by anything, just a sandwich of bad things. Just right on top of each other, no gaff. Hey, you guys know that there's a makeup line called Bobby Brown? I didn't know that. Who thought it was a good idea to name a women's makeup line the same thing as a dude that's got domestic abuse on his resume? I don't get that. And people tell me, like, ah, well, that's just the woman's name. No, man, you don't name your product the same thing as a dude that's infamous for something really bad. Like, there's probably a guy out there who's just, he really wants to call it Ike Turner's House of Frozen Yogurt, but he doesn't. He's got the name, but he wants to open. That's how good that yogurt is. It's so tangy, it feels like you got slapped in the mouth. But he doesn't do it. But Bobby Brown, they try to distance themselves from, you know, the R&B guy. I'm like, that's bullshit, man. You know? That guy was the king of R&B. You could sell some makeup if you associated yourself with that guy. You know? Just change the tagline to something like, Bobby Brown makeup. For Nene to cover up your man's mistakes. Thank you, other comedians, for bullying the crowd into liking me. I appreciate it. You're the ones that are wrong, not me. I'm trying to get my life together. I realize that'd be a lot easier if I had a 5-day forecast for how drunk I'm going to get that week. You know? My life would be a lot better if I could see one of those life-altering blackouts coming over the horizon. You know, just be able to, like, go on the computer and be like, oh, computer, like, I'm going to get pretty drunk this week. What's my drinking looking like for the next couple of days? The guy just pops out. I was like, well, Ryan, we got a nice little patch of sobriety for the next 2 or 3 days until about Wednesday when, fat chicks, be advised, there's a heavy whiskey front coming through. The story is actually caused by the fact that you learn that your ex-girlfriend is now happily dating the starting power forward, the New York Knicks. He's a 7-time All-Star, makes over 300,000 times your net worth in a single year, and basketball groupies have nicknamed him the Anaconda. The storm is likely to cause heavy bank account damage, a vicious spate of liquor shits, and it'll force you to delete from your memory the plot of yet another book that you read in high school. See you later, King Lear. The neurons that you used to live in have now been permanently destroyed by Jack Daniels. The storm is likely to be worse than 2007's Hurricane Cuervo, where you broke into your own house, even though your keys were in your pockets. All right, that's it for me, guys. Thank you guys very much.
Right, shoot, everybody. Sit down. You need the mic. There we go.
Need the mic. All right.
First thing, excellent set.
Second, yeah, that was a good joke.
Ryan, thank you. I think
before you said that tagline, I thought it.
Jet. I think I've pronounced your name correctly every single time I brought you on stage at the open mic. I think I pronounced your name every time incorrectly once I'm recording something.
Yeah, it's all right.
Shut.
It's a common mistake.
Ryan, shut.
There's people in the D.C.
Right?
Yeah, there's people in the D.C. kind of comedy scene that keep calling me shoot, and I'm too uncomfortable
to
correct them.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
The first thing I said to you tonight, besides like, hey, was shoot or shut? Shoot. And then I said, shoot, shoot, shoot. And then I bring you up on shut. Sorry about that.
No way, it's the other way around.
Yeah.
So Ryan, you're totally right.
Ryan S. Okay.
All right.
Number three. It was very, very, very gratifying to see people laugh at the same stuff I've been laughing at for months to validate my sense of humor. Yeah. I'm right. You guys are on board. Yay.
Felt good.
My final note of your set was explosion-induced alopecia. Is that a new tag?
Yeah.
Fucking aces, man.
Thank you. Because
you did that joke on Tuesday, did not have that tag.
Got nothing.
That was awesome. Jen, yeah. I rudely interrupted you. What were you going to say?
Nothing. I'm fine, Brandon.
Fantastic. Ryan, you're a very funny comedian. Where
Thank
can people
you.
Find you?
I'm going to be at a show called Laugh Your Grits Off.
Are you guys really plugging the brunch show?
I'm doing that one, too.
Oh, God.
We're not doing the same one. Are you doing the one on the 14th?
Yeah.
I'm doing the one after that.
Okay.
Okay, what is the show?
So come to mine. What, not that one.
I'd plug other stuff, but that's all I got, man.
No, really quick. What is the show?
I'm going to be doing probably a very similar set in a much worse setting than this.
Where is the show?
You get paid for that show.
Where is the show?
It's at Flava by the Howard Theater.
Okay. Wait, don't laugh. Yeah. This is going to be a great show.
Wait,
guys, hold on.
Also,
Flava is known for bringing up sweet comics.
Well,
okay.
Wait, there's something called Flava by the Howard Theater, so draw your own conclusion.
Okay, go ahead. What time is the show?
I think it's at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
On a Sunday?
On a Sunday. Okay,
sure?
Okay, perfect. So, I had a fucking rager of a Saturday. I did a bunch of coke, fucked a bunch of things. Wake up, gotta get some brunch.
Yeah.
Gotta get some laughs at the same time. I know I'm going to Flava.
Yeah.
Near the house. That is the worst fucking idea. Why are you guys... Just because someone asks you to do a show doesn't mean you have to do it. Throw your own show. It's not hard. No offense. I'm not saying, I'm the best, but this is pretty not bad. The room is awesome. I love the Wonderland. You're doing a brunch show at 1 on a Sunday.
Yeah.
That's why Christianity was created, so these things don't happen.
It's fair.
Johnny Cash is 50 songs about this exact moment in his life. They all led for him singing in prison.
Yeah.
Can I say something about your insane fucking rant, Brandon Weatherby?
It got laughs.
As someone who actually does stand-up comedy, me, might I say that sometimes more important than the show, the phrase is time is time. And if you're new...
No, that phrase is insane, dumb. Don't do that thing.
It doesn't matter. You need to understand. And God, we're going to fight right here on the stage. You guys are going to be part of this weird fucking Thunderdome. The thing that's important is that you want to hone your craft, and who cares if there's two people,
why not throw your own Sunday?
Who cares?
If you don't even know why you're clapping.
Let him work on his set at a goddamn brunch. If there's nobody there, it doesn't matter. He's gonna be on stage. He's gonna be comfortable, and he's gonna
figure out. Are you gonna be comfortable?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah.
I've done some shows at Flava that were not comfortable before.
Why do you keep going back?
Well, then you want to know what? Because you have to do those uncomfortable shows.
If you only do the comfortable shows,
then you're never going to learn. Well, you're going to be coddled like a little baby.
Yeah.
You need to do a show to nobody where you feel like shit and you know what it's like to fail.
That makes no sense. Yes, it does. Nope, that doesn't make any sense. Are you kidding me?
I am going to... Thank you. Yes, it does. Because if you only do the shows that work, you're never going to learn. Yeah. You're never going to learn.
Yeah, and you get
Jen is right. Jen is right. You know what, Jen? I apologize. You're right. I will now go to every fucking brunch show there is.
I'm not asking you to attend. I'm just giving him advice.
No, it's great. It's great advice. And the other thing, too. No, that was sincere. I didn't mean to sound like an asshole. Right, I just sound like that.
You weird. You know what happened though? Off stage, I said he sounds a bit like Hunter S. Thompson. You had this great, wonderful Hunter S. Thompson cadence, and suddenly I wanted to feed you mescaline in the desert with Benicio del Toro.
I'll take some mescaline.
Those are two guys that love brunch. It's going
to
be a good show.
Another perk of the brunch show is I'm going to do 15 to 20.
Okay,
so that's.
I'm just giving you. I actually like almost all the comics that go up during those shows. I think it's fun. I think it's a fun show. I love Jen. She's the co-host. Will's done that show too.
Cool.
Ruth's done that show. Like all the comics. Ruth,
Tyler Richardson.
Tyler's great.
Yeah. He's the best.
But it's a brunch. It's funny.
Who's doing it with you? I know that we're not plugging those guys, but out of curiosity, do you know who's on the bill with
you? I know
you?
That guy Pete Liddell is coming back now.
Oh, Pete's very funny.
Pete Liddell's coming down to be on the show.
Natalie McGill.
Love
Natalie's
Natalie
fantastic.
Love Natalie.
Okay, Ryan, I need you to pick a number between 1 and 243.
I'll take 138.
Why 138?
Because it's divisible by 3.
Clever. I think it's clever.
Because it's 69 twice. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank
nice.
You.
Wow.
Thank you.
Speaking of
drawing meaning from nothing.
Hey, Ryan, speaking of 69 twice,
all right.
If you could be twice as passionately in love with your partner as you are now.
She's right there. I just met her. She's the best.
Would you want to be? Wait. This gets so much worse.
Yay.
What about 10 times as in love? At what point is love
look
so
at his
strong?
Face.
It is unhealthy.
Audio podcast. I'll describe his face. Awkward, confused, surprised. Go ahead.
So at what point is being in love, there's like a limit to it?
Dude, this...
All right, fuck
why don't you quantify an abstract for us?
Listen,
that's literally the this is the worst question in the world.
I'm a little slow on the uptake. You're going to have to...
Here's what's going to happen. You have to propose right now on stage to your girlfriend. We're not sure if you're ready for that. And frankly, we don't care.
I think if it makes you do irrational things, then it's a bad...
That is a good answer. You know what, guys? That's
the lamest answer to a question.
No, that was a good
You're answer. Really funny. Thank you so much
you
for doing
really
this.
Funny.
They have a Twitter or something?
Oh, yes. Please follow me on Twitter because I write jokes.
What's your Twitter account?
It's at Ryan_Schutt.
You have an underscore too. Me too.
Yeah, I know.
Do me a favor. Spell your last name in the microphone for people.
Schutt.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny Ryan Schutt, everybody.
Thank you guys.
Good job, man.
All right. That was a thing. Thanks for listening to that thing. There's another thing coming up. But before that, here's a plug. We'll be doing You, Me, Them, Everybody live at the Wonderland Ballroom on Friday, October 19th. It's going to be a fun show. They're all fun shows. Well, they're not all fun shows. This one, though, this will be fun. It's our last DC show for October, Halloween month. So, yeah, come to that. Friday, October 19th at the Wonderland Ballroom. We'll start around 7:30. All that info is on the website, youmeetheveverybody.com. Back to the show.
Hey, Jen, did you catch the debate the other evening?
No, I was moving shit out of my storage unit, but I had enough time to pop onto Facebook and tell everybody that it looked like the climatic scene between Voldemort and Harry Potter and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Thank you. That's what it looked like. I didn't watch it, but that's what because that's what I was watching. So that's what I thought was happening.
In addition to the debate looking exactly like the scene between those guys and Harry Potter Part 2 things, there was one figure that wasn't actually at the debate that was discussed quite a bit, and he's here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Big Bird. Woo! Big Bird, how are you doing, Big Bird?
I'm not doing well, Brandon.
What's the problem, Big Bird?
Well, this guy, Mitt Romney, is running for president.
Yes.
He's a Mormon, or as I like to say, a moron. Huh? Huh?
Or a lessman, as I call him.
He says that he wants to cancel Sesame Streets.
And that's your television show. That's your starring vehicle.
It is my home.
That's your home and your TV show.
I live in a nest behind 123 Sesame Streets.
Okay. And you're obviously a New York resident, lifelong.
I'm a lifelong New York resident.
How does it feel to have...
I'm 8.5 feet tall.
Yes. I think we all know what you look like.
All right.
Okay. How does it feel knowing that a man that's never even been to your street wants to kick you off of it?
Well, listen, Mitt Romney is a maniac.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of this this election has been about Wall Street and has been about Main Street. But what about a Sesame Street?
That's a good point. No one's really talking about Sesame Street. What kind of things do you hope that the candidates confront? What do you want them to discuss in the next debate? I mean, you're going to definitely be a big part of this campaign.
I want them to discuss my career options because I don't have many.
Yeah, I mean, Sesame Street, that's kind of all you've done for a long time.
I tried out in the 90s for the Birdcage for Nathan.
which part?
Nathan, I love that movie.
Nathan Lane's role in the Birdcage.
Oh, I'm sorry to
get
that.
And I'm like, it's a gay character, you know, like, what wouldn't they like? I'm big, I'm, you know, I got yellow feathers, and I got a huge dick.
You know, I didn't know you had a huge dick.
I can say that. It's not homophobic. I'm friends
I understand.
With Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, they're your neighbors. It's cool.
They're my neighbors, and Mitt Romney doesn't want them to get married. So
already you don't like the man.
I fucking hate the man.
Well, you contacted me. You said, I want to get some facts out.
I want to get some facts out, of course. You know what Elmo was doing before this show?
No.
He was sucking dick.
Really? Oh, no. Well, was it out of pleasure? Like, what? Why would he? Yeah, I know. It's fucking. It's a bit. Jesus. What? Like happily sucking dick? Or like, because he needed...
No, he was sucking dick for money.
Oh, no.
Sorry, can I say one thing? I don't think anyone happily sucks dick, but go ahead.
You know, that's fair.
It is true.
That's a true fact. True. Yeah, that's a fun fact.
That is a good point.
They should teach that on Sesame Street.
Yes,
I don't remember.
True.
I know how to count, but well, that's about it. Like, how many dicks can I put in my mouth? Thanks, count.
Well, can you put one dick?
That guy says five. You're can right. You put... Probably five. Probably five at once. The Freddy Krueger of dick sucking. Five in one. Go ahead.
And speaking of counting, how will the children ever learn how to count if my show goes off the air?
That's true. People are going to be illiterate and sucking all these dicks thinking it's a good thing.
What is the count going to do? He's a Transylvanian pervert. What is he going to do with his life?
I don't know, man. It's a tough reality that the count's going to have to live in.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is actually a real question. So.
Okay.
In the beginning, Mr. Snuffleupagus was imaginary.
Yes, he is a mastodon and
but
friend.
But then one day he wasn't imaginary, and we were all just supposed to, like, accept it. And misleadingly, it teaches kids that your imaginary friends will someday just be fucking real. Like, you'll wake up and they'll be real. And that's what happens. So, Big Bird, help me out here. When did Mr. Snuffleupagus become A, real, and B, real?
Well, it was a twist, a lot like the film The Sixth Sense.
Mike Memnai Shalamading. Thank you.
Thank you.
That guy's from Philadelphia.
Yes.
He loves AIDS. Go ahead.
A lot of people, when I talk to them, say, "Hey, Big Bird, why does your voice sound like this?" And I say, "You think I fuck my wife with the other voice?" This is my voice. I have a voice on a show, and then I have a voice in the real life.
That makes sense. I understand that completely. What does your wife think of this whole debacle?
Oh, my wife is not very happy.
What does your wife do?
She's a social worker, actually.
That's nice. That's nice. I mean, one of the good things about Sesame Street, like, it takes in all walks of life. So, I mean, there's definitely a good job for her there. What's your day job? And actually, they don't talk about that on your television show.
I am on a television show.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, like, you live on the set, and...
We shoot some episodes. It's a reality show.
Yeah, I know. You know, I never put that together.
Have you seen this Honey Boo Boos? It's crazy shits. This is what Mitt Romney wants to replace us with the Honey Boo Boos. Mitt Romney, what do you want from me, Mitt? You want a more for-profit Muppet like that whore Miss Piggy, huh?
Miss Piggy.
More about sucking dick, huh?
You know what, Big Bird? This might be the toughest interview I've ever had to conduct because not only am I'm not used to talking to 8.5-foot-tall yellow birds.
You're someone I've looked up to for years.
Well, I am
literally
8.5 feet tall. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. No, thank you. That was a
height.
Well,
what I want to say is vote for Barack Obama.
You're a big Obama supporter.
Because even though he murders people in other countries with robotic drone planes, he's not going to kick me out of my house. My nest behind 123.
Your Skid Row.
Sesame Street.
Where you got a guy living in the garbage.
Well, where the fuck is Oscar going to go? He can't even live in a garbage
can anymore. He's already out. He doesn't have to go anywhere. He's just to go next door to the other place
where
the garbage
can be. Hey, do you know what Oscar's doing whenever the lid's closed?
What?
He's jacking his dick.
There's a lot of dick jokes tonight.
What are the other characters
doing? Sesame Street.
What are the other characters going to do? What about the Cookie Monster?
He's gonna have to get a lot of dental work.
Cookie Monster's got glaucoma, obviously.
It's true.
So he does some things. And
Snuffleupagus is gonna have to go back to selling weed.
Well, that doesn't seem so bad, actually.
It's just a fact.
Yeah.
Well, with Romney president,
there's
gonna be no weed allowed.
Oh, no weed and no Snuffleupagus.
Obama, it's free weed for everyone.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah.
So vote for the black one. That's all I'm... I don't know.
Big Bird, can we end with a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD?
I don't care.
All right, I need you to pick a number between 1 and 250.
2.
Good number.
Excellent.
I can't count beyond 10, so...
yes!
Big Bird, number
That's
2.
That's the best.
At the beginning of a relationship, do you trust your new partner... unless there is something specific to make you do otherwise, or do you withhold your trust until he or she has earned it?
Well, the question is, do they trust me? Okay, because with a dick my size, you're coming in. It's like a train coming. You're in a tunnel. It's coming towards you.
Yeah. It's like the first film. You're like, is it real? And it is. It's totally real.
It's a real dick.
It's a sweet. Sweet yellow feathered dick.
But I'm happily married.
That's
so.
Nice. It's nice. How long? How many years?
43 years.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together.
Thank you.
For Big Bird, everybody.
Put your hands together for Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Final plug. All right. Final plug on Sunday, November 4th, we'll be back in Chicago for You, Me, Them, Everybody Live, this time at the Whistler, back home at the Whistler in beautiful Logan Square. It's a beautiful bar. We haven't done a show there in a long, long time. I'm really excited for this one. Molly Adams from Vocalo will be there. Oh, it's going to be a good show. Political satirist Joe McAdam. We're billing him as political satirist because he's not. He's just really funny. The Godzilla Remix Project, that's Joe McAdam. That came about on the show. Music from Tiny Fireflies. So I'm really excited to go back in Chicago. I'll only be there for that day, too. So if you plan on seeing me, you have to come to the show, or we're not seeing each other probably for years to come. So once again, Sunday, November 4th, at the Whistler, Esmeralda is the co-host. I'm there talking into stuff, and it's a great bar. We're going to have a good time, good friends, you know, good friends. We're going to make memories. Bears are going to be already over. Come on by. You know, we live in a crazy time, guys. We live in a crazy political time. We just need talk shows. Talk shows are what's going to bring us together. All right, thanks for listening. Back to the show.
Joey wants to do an interview. We'll soon find out why we don't interview bands. Joey, why'd you start playing music?
He's got a mustache. The end.
I wanted to be cool.
You wanted to be cool. Is it making you cool?
Wait, you're married.
Cool. Yeah, so you're married.
You're
who
married,
cares about
so
cool?
You're not like fucking a bunch of people.
Well, I didn't start since I got married.
Well, is your wife here?
Yeah.
She's the lovely lady back there somewhere.
Oh, I was going to. God, everybody I want to hit on tonight has got somebody. This sucks. No, I'm fine.
Oh, that was cute. Your wife's getting in on the bits. Okay, Joey, you're in the band Fire and the Wheel.
That's right.
What do you play in Fire and the Wheel?
I play guitar.
He plays the fire and the wheel.
You guys are playing the Kennedy Center. What date?
December 9th. Donnie, help me out.
You're playing in October, dude.
Is it
October 17th?
Jesus.
Excuse me. December 9th is...
Is it the Kennedy Center or the Millennium?
Millennium Stage.
Oh, we
December
went there.
Is the Smithsonian American Art Museum.
Ooh, someone's playing two big gigs.
Yeah. Yes.
Somebody's a little xenophobic with the American Art Museum.
That's right.
So Fire in the Wheel is playing the Kennedy Center. What date?
October 17th.
Thank God your wife is here. Jesus, October 17th.
This is why we don't interview bands.
I knew the answer, but I waited for her to finish.
No, you didn't.
See how nice I am?
Joey, let's end this interview with a question from the Book of Questions 11 6.
All right.
And you should pick a number between 4 and 250.
250.
Oh.
Now everyone's quiet.
Yay. They like the sex questions, you fucking whores.
All right, Joey. What are the most significant milestones for you in the evolution of an intimate, committed relationship? For example, in what ways do your expectations change when you first kiss and hold someone?
I already know the answer.
First say you love someone.
Blah.
Start seeing someone exclusively.
No.
Or first mention marriage.
It's unrestrained farting.
How long into the relationship is that?
That's first date.
So in a way, you've been married to like everyone since ever.
Yes, and I loved them all.
That's a very nice positive attitude.
Are you sure about that?
No.
Yeah.
You're going to close the show with songs, and people actually want to see you play. This is going to be exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the man you've all been waiting for, Mr. Joey Harrison.
I had a song order in mind, but I think I'm going to freewheel it a little.
What?
Yeah. I'm breaking all the rules. Okay. It is October, and as you know, October is the month of spooky things. So I'm going to play you a spooky song. It's called We All Rise Up. With what Ryan was saying about trying to get your shit together. This is a song about trying to get your shit together. Woo! turning off my phone just because. And this time it's going to work. This time I mean it, it's going to work. This time it's going to work. This time tomorrow. Try something a little risky. I haven't played this harmonica in public in about a decade. This is a Fire in the Wheel song. Actually a problem. Such a long time. Okay, this song is a cover song, and it's going to be the last one I play. Pretentious things and just punch the clock. These days my life I feel it has no purpose, but late at night these feelings swim to the surface. 'Cause on the surface the city lights shine, they're screaming at me, come and find your kind. Sometimes I wonder if the world's so small, that we can never get away from the sprawl, living in the sprawl. Jet shopping malls rise like mountains beyond mountains, and there's no end in sight. I need the darkness, someone please cut the lights. We rode our bikes to the nearest park. Sat under the swings and kissed in the dark. We shield our eyes from the police lights. We run away, but we don't know why. Black River, the city lights shine. They're screaming at us, we don't need your kind. Sometimes I wonder if the world's so small that we can never get away from the sprawl, living in the sprawl. Dead shopping malls rise like mountains beyond mountains, and there's no end in sight. Need the darkness, someone please cut the light. Told me to stop. Quit these pretentious things and just punch the clock. Sometimes I wonder if the world's so small that we can never get away from the sprawl. Living in the sprawl, dead shopping malls rise like mountains beyond mountains, and there's no end in sight. I need the darkness, someone please cut the lights. I need the darkness, someone please cut the lights. Thank you. Thanks for your patience.
Shall we? Joey will be playing a gig
really similar to this at the Kennedy Center.
No.
No, it's the exact same gig. You're doing the exact same. No, it's full band. Full. No, not the same. You're not following a talk show in a drunken bar. No. Yeah, Joey will be playing the Kennedy Center on. I think it's a Wednesday. Is that correct?
What's the band called?
I don't know the name of the band. I forgot. That was awesome, man. Thank you so much. Yes, clap again. I was so worried Ryan wouldn't be funny, but he was funny. So that was a huge coup for me. Thank you, Ryan. Elliot, thank you for making men into better men with bow ties. Thanks to Will for putting gum on cups. Thanks to the wonderful co-host, Jen Tisdale, who's been talking for 20 minutes. It's fantastic to see you, Jen. Congratulations. Thanks to the Wonderland Ballroom. This place is great. We love being here. Tip them well. Tip them like you don't have an expense account, where money actually matters. You know, tip them like human beings. Final plugs of the night. We'll be back here in 2 weeks. We'll be at 8x8. 2 weeks, yeah. I'm not going to be here next week. Yeah, so come next week. I want to plug... That sounds weird. I want to thank two people. I want to thank Yosef. Yosef, put your hand up, Yosef. That's right. You probably already know who Yosef is. He's fashionable. He's stylish. More importantly, he's a good human being, and he makes this city better. And second plug, Annie and Josh, but it counts as one because they're going to get married. So please clap for Annie. Because last time when I did this, he was in here. It was just you. So it was weird. So congratulations on your wedding. You're not single when I say that. It sounds weird. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Like I said, we'll be black, blah, blah, blah. Tip them. They are great people. Thanks for coming, everybody. Have a wonderful night. You can put music on now, or else it's going to get really weird for like 20 minutes. Just put anything. Like, just fart noises is totally fine.